Blog Talk Radio.
Again, here to give you what Abba Yah has given me. I want to Toda Abba Yah, thank Abba Yah for allowing me to sit here. I want to Toda Abba Yah for thank Abba Yah for bringing in the Shabbat. Boy, when you serve and look forward to the Shabbat, and you know you had a rough week, Shabbat is like an oasis. Something to look forward to, something to just kick back and relax and take all your worries of the world and drop them at the Shabbat door. Maybe within the 24 hours you pick them back up, but you don't have to pick them back up. But at least for that 24 hours, I would say give it all to me, which we as believers should be giving it to him anyway throughout the week, but we know on the Shabbat. We should carry no burdens, none. It ain't always easy dropping your burdens, but we know on the Shabbat you should carry no burdens. So hallelujah, Toraya, for the Shabbat. But we're here at Restoring the Proper Names, and we had our last installment for this segment. But we're going to get into some other segments and some other things, but for my time here at Hebrew Culture, and for my segment on Kol Elohim is up. My 6 weeks is up. This is the last night. Rabbi Yari Al, he'll be picking up next week, Yah willing. And whatever Yah has for him, he will bring forth and give to the people through Rabbi Yari Al. So, but tonight we are in our last installment for this, because we're not finished with this. We're not finished with restoring the proper names. And it didn't go as what I originally thought it was going to go when I first had the thought about 6 months ago when Abba Yah first put it on my mind. In fact, before I get into that, let me open up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, we thank you for your mercies throughout the week, Father. If we made it to the Shabbat, Father, we thank you, Father. Everybody didn't make it to the Shabbat, Father. Father, we ask and pray for all those who are hurting, Father, especially those within Yisrael, Father, but not just Yisrael, Father, for you have made us a light to the world, Father, so we pray for all those that are in pain, Father, all those that are seeking you, Father. They just don't know who you are yet, Father, but may you put them in the path of one of your servants, Father, whether male or female, Father. May you bring them to your glorious mountain, Father, as you said in your scriptures, Father, for your house will be a house of prayer for all, Father. So I ask and pray for everybody. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. But once again, it didn't go on, and somebody give me a text, make sure I sound okay, on what I thought I was going to be getting at. Because you know how Abba is. Abba's going to take you twists and turns, and he's going to fine-tune it to what he wants and not what we originally think when you originally get the thought, and you be excited about the thought, and you be like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. That'll be nice. But when you sit down and you start digging into it and peeling back, I would say, the pages, it turns. It twists and turns because I'm thinking I'm just going to get into the Ibrit names and bring back the original names of the Ibrit. But you know, you just can't jump into the Ibrit names without giving the history and why they was changed, how they was changed, and who changed them, and for what reason was they changed, and why is it a reason that we should go back and restore these names, you know? So it ain't just jumping in and reading or just giving some definitions of some names or bringing out the true way to pronounce these names and the right name that was there when Abba inspired his word, or the brother that he originally used, his name wasn't this, his name was that. So it's important to get the history behind the history and to understand, because, you know, we here, we want everybody to understand, even as a two-year-old child, as we used to hear all the time, we want them to understand the word of Yahweh. And we want no stone unturned for them. You know, that's why you can come to service and you can raise your hand. You can ask questions. You know, you can get understanding, because that's what the scriptures say. With all thy getting, get understanding. Because if you have knowledge, you have something that you know about, but you don't understand it, then how much do you really know? How much knowledge do you have of that thing? Not much. So we here at Bet Yahweh, as we've been taught and as the word of Yahweh teaches, we strive to give understanding of his word. We strive to do that, because once you understand something, you can better apply it to your life. And I'll say that again. Once you understand something, you'll be able to better apply it to your life. And then it will become easy. Then it will be no problem when somebody asks you a question, why you do this or why you do that. You can answer with not just any old answer. You can answer with conviction, with, hey, I understand why I'm doing this. And that's what people are looking for. Are you doing it just to be doing it? Do you really understand why you're doing that? You know, we'll go out on a limb and say that most people who read the word of Yahweh don't understand why they do it. They don't understand the very basic things of the word, you know, and that was evident in what we read about the history, the bloody times of translating the Bible. We went through that, you know, we're going through a little refresher, and we're going to go through a refresher before we get into the scriptures. Before we get into the names and the true names of the word, but we're gonna go through a little history. But and it talks about where the very few people understood the Bible, and this was like way back in the 15th century, you know. And this was a quote from the 15th century that I remember, that very few people understand the Bible, and even at that time, very few people had the word of Yahweh. But even today, 2018, very few people understand the word of Yahweh. Very few. And then you have millions of people, hundreds of millions of people walking around with the word of Yahweh underneath their arm. and don't understand it. Do not understand it. And we take a simple thing as keeping the Shabbat, keeping the Sabbath. And I put out a text on Facebook this week because the more Israelites come into this way, the more our people, I'm going to say, come into this way of life of knowing that they are Ibrit, Israeli, and Hebrew Israelite, the more the spider web becomes bigger. It gets bigger. I'm going to put it like that. The more it gets bigger, because now it was a quote, I mean, it was a post that was on Facebook this week, and it talks about, you know, and it had a little meme on it. Don't you know that the Creator doesn't dwell in buildings made with hands? You know, and so many Israelites jumped on that and reposted and reshared, and it was like, yeah, that's right. But the whole thing behind it was to say, why are you going to service? Why are you going to a building if the Most High don't dwell within the building? He don't dwell there. So why do you think you have to go to service? And I'm like, and that's what you feel like, here we go again. When will Albo learn just to sit down and read the word? I mean, just sit down and read it. And if you don't know how to sit down and read, sit with somebody else to read it. And that's where the post came from that I post. And I went to Luke 4:16, and I forgot the other scripture that was in Acts. I believe that was in Acts 15 when it talks about when Brother Yaakov, Brother James, had to make the decree with Shaul, because they was talking about uncircumcision. And there was a situation going on in the early assembly. So Brother Yaakov, Brother James, he had to lay it down. Look, don't bother those new believers that's coming in this way of life with everything. Don't tell them they got to stop everything all of a sudden. And he said, this is the reason why they don't tell them they have to stop everything. Because Moses is being taught. He said, no matter of fact, he didn't just say Moshe is being taught. He said, there is somebody in every assembly, meaning that there is somebody who has been called out, anointed to teach the word. So it just can't be any old body. It has to be somebody that's called out to teach the word of Yahweh. So anybody just can't get up and start teaching. And that's when you know why you get these type of comments, because they're not called. They're not sent out to teach the word of Yahweh. But he said there's somebody in every city. As a matter of fact, he said from generation of old in every city, somebody anointed teaching Torah, teaching Moshe. That's what he said. And the understanding of that, so if you come in the Shabbat, if you come in the service every Shabbat, whatever that congregation is, whoever that assembly is, they should be teaching Moshe. They should be teaching the Torah, the teachings. You should be learning that. You should be learning the do's and the don'ts. But here's the thing. What Yahweh just showed me. Most people don't want to do the do's and the don'ts. They don't want nobody to tell them what. And I don't care if you call yourself an Ibrit, a Hebrew Israelite, most people do not want their life to be governed. I don't care by who. Nobody. They don't want their life to be governed. Unknown to themselves that their life is governed. Either Yahweh going to govern your life or Hallel going to govern your life. Hasatan, Satan, the devil, the pit of Frank, the pit of where you can get it. But that's why that quote is there. That's why many that's jumping on this bandwagon saying, that we are the temple. Yes, the scriptures do say that. It says that we are the temple. But here's another thing when I asked the question. Because I gave him Luke 4:16. It said, on the Shabbat day, as his custom was, he went up in the assembly to read. But every Shabbat, it's his custom to go to service on a Shabbat. Hold on. If that's the Messiah's custom to go to service on a Shabbat, because it ain't talking about that he just went there to read. It's talking about his custom is to go to the Shabbat, to go to service on the Shabbat. What customs are you following? Or what customs are you following if you're not assembling yourself with the congregation? We know and understand that things happen. But even with that, Yahushua, the Pharisees said that they tried to bring so many accusations against the master. And he told them, if that whatever your ox fallen, well, you get that ox out. You know, we understand things happen. We're in this world system. Hey, but don't keep letting that ox fall in the ditch. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Toda abiyah. But you get to that. You get to that. But you can't allow that to stop wanting to teach your people, to stop wanting to witness the word of Yahweh to your people. My friend, that's something for tomorrow's lesson. Yahweh gave me a thought for tomorrow's lesson, too. And then I'll wait for tomorrow to bring that out, what he gave me for tomorrow. Y'all willing. But we are here at Restoring the Proper Name, and we're just going to go through a brief preview of where we've been at for the last 5 weeks. You know, we found out in Romans 3:1-2 that who was the word of Yahweh given to? It was given to the Ibrit people, the Hebrew, the Israelite, or the Yahudi, either one you want to call yourself or label yourself, the Hebrew, the Israelite, or the Jew. And we would say the Ibrit, Israeli, Yahuda, the Yahudi, matter of fact. That it was given to them, Brother Shaul, Brother Paul, he asked a very important question to the Romans. What advantage is there in being a Yahudi? What advantage is there in being a Jew? And he said, chiefly meaning the main reason, but he also was putting in there's many other reasons. I mean, I can name a plenty of reasons why they have an advantage over the average citizen or the average person on the planet Earth. But chiefly, because the oracles, the word of Yah, was given to them, you know. So, and I hope everybody is paying attention, not just to this blog talk, but all the blog talks, because it's like, again, that word fine tuning. Abba is fine tuning his people, because like it's like this lesson going on. You got the Brother Yakiel lesson that's going on, rabbis. And it's like they fit like a glove, a hand in glove. But it ain't no design by me or Brother Yakiel or any other teacher, Moray, in Bet Yahweh. We don't sit down and, you know what, I'm going to bring this out. Yeah, and you bring that out. I mean, we rarely ever talk about each other's lessons. Rarely. Ever talk. The brother might say, yeah, I'm doing this, that, and the other. And he ain't going to give you every detail. But it's one ruach. It's one spirit. And if you are a member of Bet Yahweh, I pray that you see that. I pray that you're sitting somewhere where the Ruach HaKodesh lives. where it dwells at, where it's been dwelling at. I pray that you see that. Because it's nothing that we sit down and we talk. Oh, you might get a scripture from a brother, but even if a brother give you a scripture and how he brought it out, you're going to bring it out, the brother going to bring it out totally different. He's going to bring it out totally different than what that other brother brought it out. Because, you know, we're still individuals. And the line of the prophets, the line of the Morais, is still going. If you've been reading the scriptures from Moshe, from Brother Sheik to Hazan, it's all one thought. It's always all one thought. And it's like for months, we will go with one thought in mind. And that thought may vary here and there, but it's still all one thought that Yahweh be bringing out for us. He be bringing, and it makes you feel so good. I mean, hallelujah, because it makes you, it strengthens your faith. Prayfully it do for you. Prayfully it strengthens your faith. You know, and we cannot move and do until Yah say move and do. No matter how much brothers or sisters want us to do this, that, and the other, we only can do what Yah say do. Because we know how our forefathers do. Sometimes they want to not move when Yahweh say move, and then fall flat on their face. So if you move when Yahweh say move, he's going to bless it. And that's what we've been doing. We've been moving when Yahweh say move. Even when we think things are out of order, or this brother didn't teach or that brother didn't teach, it's all according to his plan. It's all according. And in my mouth, I got it. I can hear Daniel now. He's great talent. He won't tell his lesson. No, I'm not going to tell my lesson. But where we are in the book of Ezra is so significant. So and Yahweh showed me that. He showed me where we are in the book of Ezra. And one and first and second, but where we are. And I just got to remember to write that stuff down, family, you know. And if he want me to bring it out tomorrow, I'll bring it out. But he showed me where we are. He did. He showed me. I mean, even within history, I want to say it so bad. Let me jump on to something else. Let me move on. Then we went to who translated the Bible. We read an article about who translated the Bible. So we went through and we found out that Wycliffe was one of them, Tyndale was one of them, and several others was one of them. But before that, we read an article about the bloody, how these brothers' lives were in danger for translating the Bible. I mean, not just translating it. We know they translated some of it incorrectly. We'll get to that. But just translating the Bible, trying to give everybody a chance for salvation, but the Roman Catholic Church wanted to keep everything to itself. Because we know at one time, as we have read within the article, that nobody else had a Bible. Just preachers, the priests, had Bibles. And that one Bible was at the church. I only think he took his Bible home at one time. You know, and Tyndale and Wycliffe and a couple others, they were saying the word of Yahweh is for everybody, which is right. They was right with that. But they was being killed. They was being burnt at the stake, which the Catholic Church would say heresies. We'll call them heresies because, no, we are the authority of the Bible. And if people want the word of Yahweh, they need to come through us. And but that's the thinking of the Roman Catholic Church. You need to go through them to get the understanding of the word of Yahweh, which is so crazy because they have accomplished that. Look at the world. Look at the world. We know everybody in the world don't look that way, but we talking about the majority, 80 to 90% of the world. Look at the prophet, the Pope, as he is a holy man. The devil reincarnated, if that's anything. That's straight up Satan worship, period. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. The Roman Catholic Church is straight up Satanism. She is the harlot that the scriptures talks about in the book of Revelations, the book of Hazar. She is that. And everybody who has her doctrines, has her teachings, are her daughters. Because it says she is the mother of harlots. That is the Roman Catholic Church. But the world looks at the Roman Catholic Church as it is the authority of the word of Yahweh. And that's why, one of the reasons why we had to go the route we went to show that no, that was given to Israel. That was given to Israel. That is Israel's, Yisrael's responsibility to give the word of Yahweh to the world. That is our responsibility to teach the word of Yahweh to the world. That is ours. We don't speak Ebonics for no reason, family. That's what they call it, Ebonics. We speak Ebonics. Hey, man, look into Ebonics and how Ebonics is spoken. It ain't like it. As a matter of fact, Ebonics is almost concrete. It's almost, just go over Ebonics. Just go over how they say we talk, how black people talk, people of color, the true Israelis. But that's not this lesson. That's another lesson. We get into that. Maybe Abba will put that on. Matter of fact, Brother Talia, I think he was bringing that out. And we have that in the archives too. Who are the true Brother Yaquiel, Moray Yaquiel, did a teaching on who the true Ivrit Israelis long time ago. Long time. At least over 10, 12, 15 years ago. And we used to have our seminars. He did that at least 12 to 15 years ago that I remember. I could be a couple years off, but I know it was over 10 years ago. I still got the CD, the DVD. I want a CD. And if you need it, Brother Mariel, he got it. And you need anything, just ask for it, and we're going to archives. And Brother Mariel will pull it out for you. I'm quite sure he got it. So we read those scriptures. We also went to, why was the names changed? You know, why was these names of these Ibrit people changed? What was the thought behind changing their names? Thought behind changing their names was first to take people away from the lineage of the Ibrit Israeli. Because James does not take you back to Yaakov. Don't do that. Yiscah. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It don't take you back to our forefathers. Don't. So that was one of the reasons why Halal Hasatan has motivated, inspired these men to put these other names in there. But we, as the Ibrit, the Yaladi of the Ibrit, we come to restore the proper names. Matter of fact, let me get into my first opening scripture. I love talking about Abba's word. Let me get back to the word. And that is Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith Yahweh, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. And you shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Once again, Allah told us, go back. Go back to what I have originally written. Go back. And I got one more scripture that I really wanted to bring out. And that is in Yeshayahu or Isaiah 28:11. We had read this before, but we just talked a little bit about it. I don't know if y'all can catch it or not, but we talked a little bit about it. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. And he's talking about Yisrael, talking about his children, his Yeladim, those who he had brought out of Mitzrayim, Egypt, who understood the Ibrit tongue, who understood it. But Rabbi Yaakov brought it out beautiful this past Wednesday. Beautifully, how Halal Hasatan confused the languages, how he was going to confuse the minds of the people through the languages. But Yah said, yeah, I got you. I got you. And he think he's doing something, but I got y'all. I'm allow y'all to go into the captivity of stammering lips. I'm still going to talk to you. Not in your native tongue. I'm still going to talk to you. I'm still going to be able to reach you, Yaladi. Just look up that word, stammering, you know, because I thought that stood out. And that is la-gi, which is from your Hebrew section in your concordance, 3934, and it's from also from 3932, a buffoon, also a fawner, mocker, stammering. So you know what, I'm going to keep on going and see what it's talking about. So I went to 3932, and the same word, la-agad, a primitive root, to derive by implication as if imitating a fauna. And that's what I thought was profound. Right there, that Yahweh say, we will be imitating a fauna. So this English language is not ours. So they want to talk about us. We don't speak correct English, which is not our language in the first place. Y'all said, I'm going to speak to you in a stammering tongue that's not ours, so it don't sit right within the Ruach. As if we're imitating a foreigner. And when it says, as if we're imitating a foreigner, as if y'all not Israelites, y'all speaking in another tongue. But because your forefather, I told in Abraham that your children will go in slavery. That's all right. They was in your loins, Abraham. And when our foreparents stood at Mount Sinai, we got infused with the word of Yahweh. So now they said, I got to speak to y'all with a stammering tongue. That's not your tongue. That's not within that ruach, within that spirit that I put in y'all that was lying dormant. And when you heard my voice, it burst open and became alive and started to grow within you. That's not what's in you. That's a stammering tongue, a foreigner. So no, you don't speak it right. You broke that already down to Ebonics. And they tease us when we talk Ebonics. But something was fighting to try to get back to where we belong. Even our own brothers and sisters got a nerve to look at us and talk weird when they feel as though they made it and they've become to talk more properly in the Queen's language. We don't want to talk proper in the Queen's language. We want to talk right in the King's language because that's what was in us. This is a stammering tongue that he said, I'm going to give y'all. So we here is going to restore what he's given us, what was inside of us. We're going to walk in it, speak to y'all as if y'all foreigners. We ain't foreigners. We elite Israelis. Let me finish reading that. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said that this is rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. I need y'all to understand what he just said. What, matter of fact, not just what he said. Get the whole picture of what he said he was going to do, speak to us like that. But he put a fail-proof in there. I'm going to put it line upon line, precept upon precept, because when y'all was in, quote-unquote, y'all right mind, and before I sent y'all to slavery, before y'all went into captivity, y'all wouldn't do what I asked y'all to do. So when I speak to y'all in a stammering tongue and these other languages as y'all foreigners, I'm going to put it in precept to precept, line upon line. And only those who hunger and thirst for what? Thus saith Yahweh, will not fall backwards, will not be broken, will get it, that Ruach will put it precept to precept. It will hear a little, there a little. What the scripture say? Rightly dividing the word of truth, it will do that for them, and they won't fall backwards. They won't be confused. But I put that fail-safe in there because even though you are natural-born Israelites, you're still waking up with the foolishness in your heart. You're not coming back to me. Put it like that. I put a fail-safe in there. And this time, the only way you're going to get it is I'm going to put my spirit within you, and it's going to guide you and lead you to all truth. Now, if you don't have it, you don't believe that, you don't have to show up on the Shabbat. If you don't have it, you're going to believe that Sister Miriam and Brother Yosef had a baby together. They got intimate. When I say that the Ruach HaKodesh was going to impregnate her, see, I put that in there as a fail-safe. Only those who got that Ruach gonna rightly divide my word. All the rest, you're gonna fall backwards and be broken. Hallelujah! That's Abiyah. He loves us. He loves us. Oh, man. Family, I hope I'm gonna get through these last 66 books. We should have had the apocrypha here too. I don't know why I don't have the apocrypha, but if you, and we're going to go through the 66 books, and we're going to recite the names. We're not just going to recite the names. We're going to cite the translated name. We're going to also give the abbreviation, because you know what we abbreviate Genesis with is GEN, but no, that's not the abbreviation. I remember Rabbi Gershom and Daniel, he said that people need to be retaught the word of Yahweh. And that's true. Because if I have on my paper W-A-Y, verses 9, I mean chapter 9, verse 22, people are like, what's that? But if that is the abbreviation for Rarica. But what we would say in Leviticus, that would be L-E-V, to abbreviate, but that's not the abbreviation for it. That's not it. The correct abbreviation would be WAVE. So we're going through, I'm going to go through the scriptures, and the scriptures is going to read, is not going to read in the same chronological order that your King James or your other translations will have, but they will be the same books. We're going through, matter of fact, as we go through each, we're going to go through the Torah, the Nabaim, the Ketubim, which is the Ketubim Aleph, which will be the writings. And we also will go through the Messianic scriptures, which will be the Ketubim Bet, which also is the writings. And we're going, let's just start, family. And hopefully you have some pen and paper for those who do not know the correct pronunciations. And next time when we come back, we will have the definitions for these names, because these names mean something. Yahweh just don't put nothing on a piece of paper and it's just there. They mean something. The first one, Genesis, which would be Bereshit. That's Bereshith. And the abbreviation would be D-E-R. And we're going through the Torah first, the teachings. The second would be, I'm going to read the Hebrew, then I'm going to read the English, because I started off wrong. The Iblit, then I'm going to read the English. Shemot, that would be commonly known as Exodus. And how you spell Shemot is S-H-E-M-O-T-H. And prayerfully, in the future, we will also go and we will say how they are actually spelled in the Iblit, in the Hebrew, if you would like to learn that. Maybe I might sit down with my Iblit teacher, Brother Harbel, and he won't have to help me with that one. Yes, you answer, Brother Harbel. And the abbreviation for that, for Shemot, would be S-H-E-M, period. Third book of the Torah, the teachings, would be Vayikra, which also was commonly known as Leviticus, which is the spelling would be W-A-Y-Y-I-Q-R-A, and that is Leviticus, correctly pronounced Vayikra, which would be, the abbreviation would be W-A-Y. And this is Bemidbar, and that is Numbers, commonly known as Numbers. The spelling for Bemidbar would be B-E-M-I-D-B-A-R. The abbreviation would be B-E-M. And the last book of the Torah, which the teachings, which be the five books of Moshe of Moses, which is Devarim, which is commonly known as Deuteronomy, D-E-B-A-R-I-M, and the abbreviation would be D-E-B. Now we're going to the Nabaim, the prophets. The first five books which is the Torah. But even with, you know, we ain't going to get into that because we ain't got time to be stopping and trying to talk about that. When we come back, matter of fact, if y'all have any questions, put the questions inside the archives, and we'll try to answer some questions, y'all willing, by the time we come back. And this is the Nabaim that we're going through. And the first book of the Nabaim, which are the prophets, would be Yahushua, Brother Yakel, just went through that just Wednesday on his YouTube channel, and that is Yahoo Shore, commonly known as Joshua, and the abbreviation would be they got YEH. I'm gonna go with that for now, but it should be YAH. Matter of fact, it's YAH. Matter of fact, it should be more than that. But we're not getting into, because that is the proper name of the Father, Yah. But we're not getting into that right now. We just get into the abbreviations. And the second one would be Shephutim. Shephutim. And that is commonly known as judges or rulers. And the abbreviation, I mean, the spelling would be, now did I spell Yahushua is Y-A-H-U-S-H-U-A. That's Y-A-H-U-S-H-U-A. They got it spelled with an E and an O in there, but I'm going to spell it correctly. But the second one will be Shephutim. That is the judges, commonly known as judges or rulers. And that is spelled S-H-O-P-H-E-T-I-M. And abbreviation for Shephutim will be S-H-O-P-H. And Shimiel. And it will have here, and that is commonly known as Samuel, the first book of Samuel. But and when you say it in the Hebrew, it would be Shimiel Aleph. And that is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So you will say, give me Shimiel Aleph 1, chapter 1, verse 13. And how you spell Shimiel, S-H-E-M-U-E-L. And how you spell Aleph will be A-L-E-P-H. And the abbreviation with that would be S-H-E-M. And then you have a Hebrew letter behind that, which will be the very first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which will be an Aleph. Or you could just put a 1, because the Hebrew or the Hebrew language is alphanumerical. The letters also can be translated into numbers. But we're not getting into that. I'm going to leave that to the Hebrew teacher or whatever Abba Yah wants to come out. And the second would be Shimuel Bet. You would say Shimuel Bet, and that would be commonly known as Second Samuel. And the same way you spell that would be the same way as the first one, S-H-E-M-U-E-L, or better, no, we'll keep it with that. But we would spell the A-L-B-E-T, which will be the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which will be a bet. And the abbreviation for that would be M-E-L bet or M-E-L-2. The Malachim Aleph, we hear at the Malachim Aleph, and that is commonly known as First Kings. And the spelling for Malachim Aleph is M-E-L-A-K-I-M. Capital A, P-H, which will be Aleph. And the abbreviation for Malachim will be M-E-L, Aleph, or 1. And we're here at Malachim Bet. Again, the same concept as Shimiel, that will be Malachim Bet, which is commonly known as 2 Kings, M-E-L-A-K-I-M-B-E-T. The abbreviation for that will be M-E-L, Bet, which or 2. Now, we're here at Yesiyahu. Yesiyahu, which is commonly known as Isaiah. And, you know, they from here, I mean, all of them, totally different sounds. Totally different. That is Yesiyahu, which is commonly known as Isaiah. Spelling would be Y-E-S-Y-A-H-U. And the abbreviation will be Y-E-S-H. And the next one will be Jeremiah-hu, which is commonly known as Jeremiah. The spelling for that will be Y-I-R-M-E-Y-A-H-U. And abbreviation would be Y-I-R-M. And the next one will be Yesekel. And that is Ezekiel, commonly known as Ezekiel, which is Y-E-H-E-Z-Q-E-L. Abbreviation would be Y-E-H-E-Z. And the next one would be Dana'al. And that is commonly known as, if you can hear, Dana'al, Daniel. Spelling would be A-N-I-E-L. A-L, either one, how you want to spell it, E-L or A-L. And abbreviation would be D-A-N, the same as would be in what you, for you. And Hoshea, commonly known as Hosea. This is Hoshea, commonly known as Hosea. Spelling would be H-O-S-H-E-A. And the abbreviation for Hosea will be H-O-S-H. And this one is Yoel, which is commonly known as Joel. And the abbreviation is just that, Y-O-E-L, the whole name, you know, it's so small. There's no abbreviation for it. So however you spell it, it's the same way you would write it if you're trying to abbreviate it. And Amos, which is the same thing. You don't have to know what's the name in it. The same thing, no abbreviation. It's the same thing, A-M-O-S. Obadiah, and commonly known as the same thing, Obadiah, which the only difference is they put the Y there correctly in the name of Yah, which is D-H-A-H. And the abbreviation for that would be O-B-A-D. That is O-B-A-D. Yonah, which is commonly known as Jonah. And how you spell Yonah is Y-O-N-A-H. Y-O-N-A-H. And if you go back into Brother Yaakov's lesson just past Wednesday, you will find out why a lot of the letters is interchangeable. The Y and the J is interchangeable. And that's how you abbreviate it. It's just how you spell it. Y-O-N-A-H. Y-O-N-A-H. And Micah, which is Micah. Micah. How you spell it is M-I-A-H. M-I-A-H. And how you abbreviate Micah is M-I-K. M-I-K. Nahum, which is the same way you spell it in the English, just pronounce it in the English, is N-A-H-U-M. That is N-A-H-U-M. And how you abbreviate that is H-A-B. And Zephaniah is the same thing. They just is spelled in the English here, Zephaniah, which be T-S-E-P-H-A-N-Y-A-H, which is Zephaniah. How you abbreviate that is T-S-E-P-H. Haggah is the same way that you pronounce it. In the English, is H-A-G-G-A-I, And how you will abbreviate that is H-A-G-G. Zikaria. Zikaria. Which is almost close to how you pronounce it in Zechariah. But this is Zikaria. And how you spell it is Z-E-K-A-R-Y-A-H. That is Z-E-K-A-R-Y-A-H. And how you abbreviate that is Z-E-K. And this is Malachi. Malachi, which is Malachi in the English, commonly known, which is M-A-L-A-K-I. That is M-K-M-A-L-A-K-I. How you abbreviate that is the same way you abbreviate it in the English as M-A-L. We just finished the Naba'im family. Now we're moving on to the Ketubim, Aleph, which is the writings. Telahim, which is commonly known as the Psalms. That is Telahim. And that is spelled T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M. How you abbreviate that is T-E-H. And this is Mishaleh, which is commonly known as Proverbs. And that is spelled M-I-S-H-L-E. And how you abbreviate that is M-I-S-H. That is M-I-S-H. Job, and that is commonly known as Job, which is spelled I-Y-O-B, and is abbreviated just how it's spelled, I-Y-O-B. And this is Shir Hashirim, and that is the Song of Songs. How you abbreviate that is, I mean, how you spell it is S-H-I-R dash H-A-S-H-I-R-I-M. That is S-H-I-R dash S-I-R-I-M. Sure, Hashirim. Which how you abbreviate that is S-H-I-R. Ruth. How you pronounce Ruth is the same way in English. There's no abbreviation for Ruth. You just spell out the four letters. That's R-U-T-H. Ikra. Or Ekra. Ekka. And that is Lamentations, commonly known as Lamentations. Aka. And that is E-K-A-H. And there's no abbreviation for it. How you spell it is how you abbreviate it. E-K-A-H. And that is eh. And that is Lamentations. Kohelith. And that is commonly known as Ecclesiasticus. Kohelith. And how you spell that is Q-O-H-E-L-E-T-H. That is Q-O-H-E-L-E-T-H. And how you abbreviate that is Q-O-H-E-L. Q-O-H-E-L is the abbreviation for that. It's Esther, which is Esther, commonly known as Esther, which is Esther. And how you spell that is E-S-T-E-R, E-S-T-E-R. And how you abbreviate that is E-S-T, E-S-T, which I think is the way you normally abbreviate that. And Ezra is E-Z-R-A. There's no abbreviation for it. How you spell it is how you abbreviate it is. E-Z-R-A. Nehemiah. Nehemiah, and that is same, is it spelled the same? I mean, not spelled the same, but just sound the same. It is correct. The Y at the end, as you would notice in the spelling, that is E. I mean, N E H E M A H. Nehemiah. Let me spell that again. N E H E M Y A H. How you abbreviate that is N E H. Debris Ha'amin. Debris Ha'amin. Debris Ha'amin. Aleph. And that is commonly known as First Chronicles. Debris Ha'amin. Aleph. How you spell that is D-I-B-R-E dash H-A-Y-A-M-I-M. Aleph, A-L-E-F-P-H. And how you abbreviate that is D-I-B-R-E, Aleph, or D-I-B-R-E, you could just put a one. Debir Ha'amin Ya'amin Bet. Debir Ha'amin Bet. And that is commonly known as Second Chronicles, spelled the same way, D-I-B-R-E dash H-A-Y-A-M-I-M Bet, B-E-T. How you abbreviate that is D-I-B-R-E Bet, or you could put two. And that is First and Second Chronicles, and that is that finish, the Ketubim, the Aleph Ketubim, the writings. Now we're moving on to the Messianic writings, which is called in the elite the Ketubim Bet writings. The Ketubim Bet writings. And Matityahu, which is commonly known as Matthew. And how you spell Matityahu is M-A-T-T-I-T-H-Y-A-H-U. How you abbreviate that is basically the same way, or because you can abbreviate it several ways, but on here is M-T. M-T. Marcus. Marcus. And that is commonly known as, you probably can hear it, in the name Mark. Marcus. Matter of fact, we want to look into that. Like, we definitely got to look into that. See what that brother's name really was, if it was Marcus. And how you spell that is M-A-R-Q-O-S. M-A-R-Q-O-S. How you abbreviate that is M-Q. Lucas. Lucas, and that is commonly known as Luke. How you spell it is L-U-Q-A-S. L-U-Q-A-S, and how you abbreviate that is L-Q. Yochanan, which is commonly known as John. Yochanan, which is Y-O-H-A-N-A-E. I mean, N A N Y O H A N A N. How you abbreviate that is Y N. Ma Asiya. Ma Asiya. Ma Asiya, which is commonly known as the Book of Acts. Ma Asiya. And that is M A A S E I. That is M A A S E I. And how you abbreviate that and how did he X out of that is another story. How you abbreviate that is M-A. Rome Yamin. And you probably can hear that, which is Romans, commonly known as Roman. R-O-M-I-Y-I-M. That's R-O-M-I-Y-I-M, Rome Ma'im, which is how you abbreviate that, which is the regular abbreviation is ROM. Corinthian, Aleph, which is, you can hear that, Corinthians, which is the first book of Corinthians. How you spell Corinthian is 2 O R I N T I Y I M A L E P H. A-L-E-P-H. Corinthian or Corinthians 1. And how you abbreviate that, which will be the same way. No, it's not. It's Q-O-R. Q-O-R, the Aleph, which is 1. There's Q-O-R, 1. And Corinthian is Corinthian bet is 2 Corinthians. How you spell that is Q-O-R-I-N-T-I-Y-I-M-B-E-T, bet, which is 2 Corinthians. How you abbreviate that was Q-O-R bet or Q-O-R 2. Galatim, which is, you can probably hear that, Galatians, which is G-A-L-A-T-I-Y-I-M, which is G-A-L-A-T-I-Y-I-M, Galatim, which is Galatians, same way you abbreviate that, which would be regular G-A-L. Ephesim, which you can probably know what that is, which is Ephesians, which is spelled E-P-H-S-I-Y-I-M. E-P-H-S-I-Y-I-M. How you abbreviate that is the exact same way you would do it, is the E-P-H. Philippaim, which is commonly known as Philippians. How you spell that is P-I-L-I-P-I-Y-I-M. That is P-I-L-I-P-I-Y-I-M. Philippaim, which is commonly known as Philippians, which is how you abbreviate that is P-I-L-I-P. Kolossim, Colossians, commonly known as Colossians. Kolossim, which is spelled Q-O-L-A-S-I-M. Q-O-L-A-S-I-M, Colossians. Let me Lazim. The abbreviations is Q-O-L. Q-O-L. Now, this one right here. Bear with me with this one, family. Y'all might got to sit back and... Tav-lon-nun-kima. And that is Aleph, which is First Thessalonians. And I did my best with that. And God willing, we'll get the correct pronunciation of that, because that's what we're here for, getting back to the correct pronunciation of it. But I'm going to spell it T-A-S. Apostrophe. L-O-N-I-Q-I-M, Aleph, A-L-E-L-E-P-H, First Thessalonians, and I'm going to do it again, T-A-S, apostrophe, L-O-N-I-Q-I-M, Aleph, and it's First Thessalonians. How you abbreviate that is T-A-S. One, T-A-S, And you would put an aleph there, but you could also put a one there. And the Talonakim, that, which is 2 Thessalonians. And how you spell that again is TASLONIQIM, bet, BET, which is 2 Thessalonians. And how you would abbreviate that is TAS, bet, or two. To meet deals. Now, you probably can hear that. Aleph, to meet deals, which is to meet Timothy, 1 Timothy. How you spell that is TIMOTIYOS, Aleph, ALEPH. How you abbreviate that is TIM, same way, Aleph, or one. To meet deals, bet. To meet deals, bet, which would be commonly known as 2 Timothy, TIMOTIYOSBET. And that would be 2 Timothy or Timotheos Bet, which is the same way you abbreviate TIM Bet or 2. Philemon, which is the same as Philemon, is how you spell it, is P-I-L-E-Y-M-O-N. P-I-L-E-Y-M-O-N, which is commonly known as Philemon, which how you abbreviate that is P-I-L-E-Y. That is P-I-L-E-Y. Ibrim, which is what we're talking about, which is commonly known as Hebrews. Ibrim, and how you spell it is I-B-R-I-M. I-B-R-I-M, and how you abbreviate it is just how you spell it. I-B-R-I-M. Yaakov, which is commonly known as James. And that is spelled Y-A-A-Q-O-B. That's Y-A-A-Q-O-B. And how you abbreviate it is just how you spell it. Kepha Aleph, commonly known as 1 Peter. K-E-P-H-A. Aleph, A-L-E-P-H. And that is how you abbreviate it, is just how you spell it, K-E-P-H-A, Aleph, or K-A-H, or K-E-P-H-A, one. Kepha, bet, commonly known as 2 Peter, K-E-P-H-A-B-E-T, how you abbreviate that is just how you spell it. K-E-P-H-A, bet, or two. Yochanan, Aleph. Matter of fact, you got Yochanan Aleph, Yochanan Bet, and Yochanan Gimel. Yochanan Aleph, Yochanan Bet, and Yochanan Gimel. And that is 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. How you spell Yochanan again, same way you spelled it the first time, Y-O-H-A-N-A-N, and Aleph, A-L-E-P-H. That would be John 1. How you abbreviate that would be Y-N, Aleph. And Yochanan Bet would be 2 John, which means Y-O-H-A-N-A-N-B-E-T, known as 2 John, which will be how you abbreviate it is Y-N, Bet, and you got Yochanan Gimel. We have another letter that is the third letter in the Ibrit Aleph Bet, or the Hebrew alphabet. Again, the numbers in the Hebrew alphabet or the Hebrew alphabet is interchangeable with numbers. And how you spell it is YOHANANGIMEL. That is Gimel, GIMEL, and that would be Yochanan or John 3. How you abbreviate that is YN Gimel or 3. And Yahudah, commonly known as Jude, and how you spell Yahudah is YEHUDH, commonly known as Jude, and how you abbreviate that is YEHUD. Hazan, which is the last book, which we all know is Revelations, but it's Hazan, H-A-Z-O-N. How you abbreviate that is just how you spell it. That is H-A-Z-O-N. And that is the 66 books of the Word of Yah, which is so much more. We didn't get into the Apocrypha books, which we will get into the Apocrypha books because it's not just the 66 books. It's so much more. So much more. But for now, we're going to just be dealing with the 66 books because that's what people know. And as the brother we read earlier, or we talked about earlier, Brother Yaakov, Brother James, who was the Nasid of the Assembly of Yisrael, or what we know in the book of Acts, that he made a decree, the people or the new believers that's coming in, they're being taught Moshe every week. So you just can't give everybody everything all at once. Foundations need to be laid. Before you start, if you're new to this way of life, before you start getting into these all these other different books, get your foundation first. Get your foundation within these 66 books first. That way, when you read something and it don't agree with these 66 books, you can discredit it. But what's happening to a lot of our people, they're jumping on a wagon and they're jumping into all these other different books without even getting an understanding of what we have here first. Get an understanding of this first. That way everything else will line up. And we made it. We made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Oh, we got plenty of time. I thought the show was over at 9 o'clock, but that's it, family. That's it. Matter of fact, I did have one more scripture to end with, and that is in Zephaniah 3:9. You may have read this one before. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. Hallel Hasatan, he may have been behind confusion of language. He may have been behind keeping the minds confused. But at the end, Yahweh gonna make one pure language for all mankind to speak again. But while we're here, we can restore. We can remove the stammering tongue that he gave us for our disobedience, for our forefathers' disobedience, and we can return to that pure language. We can return to that. I want to thank y'all for sitting in with me, and I'm your brother, Ariel, and thank Abba Yah for blessing me with his wisdom and his understanding, because I know nothing. I know nothing. Let me end with a prayer, family. Hallelujah! Toda Abba Yah. In fact, Shabbat Shalom, Abba Yah. Thank you, Abba, for opening up the Sabbath doors for us, Father, for his arrest for the weary soul, his arrest for the weary mind, Father, for the restless, Father. It is a rest for them. May we all take hold of it, so I went and laid down our burden, Father, just for 24 hours. May we do that. May we commune with you, Father. So, Brother Yaquiel, when he bring out your lesson tomorrow, if you're willing, Father, may your word come to him like thunder, Father. And for the Moray who's bringing out the Shabbat lesson, may your word come to him like thunder, Father. We ask and pray in Yahushua's name, Father. We pray that all the Kohanim, all the Yeladi, all the Akotis, all the Zakins, all Yisrael, Father, be dwelling in Shalom. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family.